Your Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha. Did you hear about the NBA players in Orlando that are going to have some extracurricular activities fun to do while they're in their bubble in Orlando?
Well, I know that they're basically stuck. It's like, you know, you're here, you're in your hotel, you're going to practice, you're having your games, but that's it.
That's like, it. They can't go
to the mall, they can't go out and eat, they can't go visit people.
Yeah. Well, Disney is giving them some after-hours access to some of the rides. And then they're also going to have access to golf courses, fishing trips, and bowling. And they're going to get pool tables, ping pong, video games, swimming pools, tennis courts, and bikes. So, I mean, that sounds like a lot, you know, and they're, like, getting special treatment. But like you said, they're not able to go out and do these things on their own.
Right.
So, and then each team hotel is also going to have barbers, manicurists, and pedicurists.
My only thought is that for a, like, say you're a single guy and you're in the NBA and you're used to like going on these exotic locations and taking a date, you just got to hang out with like your teammate.
Yeah, exactly. And like, at a safe social distance.
Right. And it's like, hey man, you want to go swimming? You're not swimming with beautiful girls. It's just some dude you play ball with.
Right.
So, I mean, it's still got a sting of like, oh, we're all, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to Disney World. I'm going to take my kids.
Nope, it's just my teammates. After hours.
Yeah.
There's not even going to be a whole bunch, which I guess could be cool because then you're not going to be bombarded with fans. You know, you just get to, and you don't have to wait in long lines,
It's just interesting.
It is, yeah.